on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight, we have Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. And we have a special guest, the Hopper. No, that's Mike Nestor. We have a special guest in the swamp. It's Brandon Veneri. He's going to join us this evening here in a little bit. And we're going to try to do something a little bit different on the show. Talk about stuff, and then instead of just having the Spockholm segment and the Loot Lady segment, just got to talk about the game, where it's going, and then when there's appropriate places to fill in stuff, we'll just keep you guys apprised of, you know, some of the new stuff that's coming out from Spockholm and things like that. So anyway, we'll see how it goes.
I think it'll go fine.
I'm sure it will.
We have lots to talk about.
Yes, we do.
But speaking of the direction of the game, I'm getting a little tired of all the reward point stuff.
Yeah, that's a bit overwhelming. I agree with you on that. I think, you know, people that are going to spend reward points are going to spend reward points whether or not you inundate them with events. And most of the people that are spending reward points are probably not doing the events anyway. They're probably, you know, those people
they're buying
that are
skill
crafting
points
and whatever else to do, yeah, to enhance their character more. So it is a little disheartening that just everything seems skill reward.
It just
points.
Seems like they're trying too hard too, like this latest Daniela's deal.
Yeah.
In theory, it sounds pretty cool, but they want you to give them 260 reward points, and then you get back 10 every week. And in a year, 52 weeks, you'll have doubled your reward points. But then you have to ask yourself, well, A, am I going to be playing in a year? Does it really get me excited to get 10 reward points? Not really.
Not after a year?
Yeah. So, like, in a year, am I going to go, wow, that was a great deal. I eventually earned 500 and however many reward points.
Well, and I've had this kind of discussion about how they can change the game to make things better. And there was an outstanding debate about opening up and making lots of things giftable and things like that. And, you know, and while in premise, I don't disagree with it. I don't think Zynga's prepared for that. I think they should be. I think they should definitely open up all gifting again. And then let's see where it all goes. And, you know, they don't want to do that. And I'm not sure why. I mean, you know, you're buying virtual goods. It doesn't cost them anything to produce it. You know, so, okay, so you got one extra blip on a database server that says now you have two of an item instead of, you know, one of an item. It's negligible cost in the scheme of things. So the idea that they can't turn around and sell these items and stuff like that in a virtualized black market of their own making and make a killing that way, I don't understand why they won't consider something like that.
I don't either. I'm starting to suspect they just don't care about the number of daily players. I think they care about who's going to spend reward points. That's the people we want to play this game.
Yeah.
And it gets boring as more people quit, more people quit. It makes you start to think about quitting. And it's disappointing to see that all the time in your news feeds. People you've been playing with for years or calling it quits. Like, it's like one little thing is going to make someone snap and they're going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff with reward points. I understand they have to make money, but I think they could make trying so hard. Yeah. Make the game fun. Bring back players. They should have noticed on that when they made that gifting error and all this stuff was giftable, they had more players that day.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone will buy $10 of reward points, and then you have a lot more money than one dude buying a couple thousand.
Brandon, welcome.
Welcome to our show.
The question to ask is how long you've been playing the game, because our conversations about, you know, we've come with the perspective, many of us that have been playing the game for like 2 years plus. So we knew what it was like way back when. We know what it's become now. So have you been playing equally as long, or are you kind of newer to the game?
Been around about 3 years, I think.
Okay, so
right
you're
around.
Oh, you're old school.
Old school.
Right around when Cuba released.
Okay.
That's about the time I came in, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And I agree. They need to add more gifting and stuff back. I used to be lot into the trading and stuff, and it just died off.
Yeah, and it kind of got resurrected here a little bit, you know, as a result of a glitch, but, you know, it kind of re-stimulated that part of the game, that Mizo group that existed that just, you know, basically, like you say, got squashed. And, you know, I wish they'd realized that there are all these little segments of people with their own way of playing the game that they need to capitalize on. I mean, that's free publicity for your game. And, you know, it just floors me that you talk about virtual currency and it, like I said, it doesn't cost anything to produce. Why can't you, you know, for this deal with this Daniela thing, why can't you offer that, you know, okay, you put in 200 reward points and you get 1,000 at the end of a 1 year period, you know, it's not going to hurt you.
It would keep players playing longer because they're like, oh, in a year.
I'm not going to pass up getting 1,000 reward points out of the deal, but so I can, you know, make a smidge more. I mean, that's what I don't understand. I mean, if you're experimenting with different things here, and there's lots of logic in that, you know, experiment, try this, see how people react to it and so on. Do something that's not normal. I mean, do something that's a little bit more extreme and see if the benefits outweigh.
And instead of, like, these stupid stat cards, there's another one on set six is on the way. And I'm sure you've noticed, like, the pace that they keep bringing these out keeps shortening. Like, the set five was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, well, instead of, you know, hiding these skill points in a card, just let us buy skill points. Put them on sale.
Right.
That's what we want. Yeah, sure, I would love to have all these cards, but after doing the math, it's a ripoff, and I'm just tired of, you know, them assuming because I've bought reward points in the past, I'm going to buy everything they put out.
Right. Well, they should have realized a long time ago, because I would imagine, like, even the collector's gifts have dwindled off.
Oh, yeah.
In purchasing. And you know, maybe it's not. Maybe they're getting one or two new players that are spending money the way some of the older players have in the past.
But that don't know I better. Like,
that's not the case. It's definitely not the case if they're listening to the show.
I remember the very first time I bought reward points. So I went right to the marketplace and I was buying loot. Having, you know, I had no even clue what I was doing, what it was for. It's just like, oh, this would be cool. I should have this. And I imagine they had a lot more of that when there were a lot of players that didn't know what they were doing. But as more and more quit, they're left with advanced, experienced players that aren't going to buy into this stuff. And they're going to do the math and say, well, why should I buy this when I can just spend 12 reward points and get 20 health points?
Right.
And ever since you started your crusade to get rid of all this health, guess where I've been putting all my points?
In health, because it's still there.
It's. I feel like it's coming soon. Like when
They can fix a glitch in 5.5 seconds, but they can't remove the 20 health crafting, you know, amount. I don't get that, you know, and I don't know they can't fix a glitch.
Well, I don't think they get seconds, it either.
But yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much, and you know, the distillery, it's painful because if you know people jack up on the distillery, you're not going to be able to kill them. You know, and you're still hearing lots of people now getting frustrated because they can't even make the daily progression in the ices.
I've been having trouble with that.
I'm telling you, there's lots of people saying that they're having issues with it. I don't know if Brandon has or not, but...
I know. You put a lot of time into that, don't you, Brandon?
Yeah, it's hard. I don't have a ton of stamina.
Yeah. And I know, like, talking with Brandon, he plans everything out.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have that luxury of constantly leveling.
Definitely not. Takes at least 2 power packs a day and quite a bit of leveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and I don't know why they can't realize that that's an issue for a large portion of the players. And the more players that get frustrated, the more they pick up and leave. I mean, frustration pushes people away from this game. And, oh, well, let's just throw another frustration at them. Rim-o-rim and... Spin a spin. I know what it is.
I know. You always call them rim o rim. Well, and they screwed that event up for themselves. You know, they made rims giftable by mistake, so nobody's going to be spending reward points on them.
Yeah.
Well, most people wouldn't be either.
Anyway.
No, and you shouldn't because, you know, the stats aren't even that high. So, you know, in a month or two from now, that loot's not going to help you, but those skill points that came with it will. So people should, you know, be factoring in that. Well, if I'm going to spend 20 reward points on rims, why not hustle on over to my private zoo and buy 2 warthogs and get 40 health points?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just keep building the health. Build it, build it, build it. Yeah. And then wonder why people are frustrated at not being able to get their ices.
It's so annoying, too. Like, the Ass family, we finally released our page, and it's not like a war page. We don't call it that. But, of course, people had to come in and post their ices, and I'm not opposed to people posting their ices. But if you're going to do it in one post. Don't, like, put 50 posts and, you know, hog up the whole page. So we had a little back and forth over that. So I go to try to ice these people that were doing that, and I could not ice them before they healed. And it was so frustrating. And it was just like, oh my God, if I was a manual fighter, I would just go insane. I couldn't do it. I'd have to stop.
Yeah.
Now, I want to have a lot of health, but I understand that there's a problem here. And I think that 3x attack that they tested out, that's kind of a sign that they're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
But that just kind of put a fire under my butt to go get 15,000 health, because, you know, in the past it seemed like you could pretty much get things done with 5,000 health.
Mm-hmm.
But if it goes to a triple attack, well, guess what? You need to have 3x the health. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to, you know, promote everyone going out there and getting more health. But if you think it through, you might want to, because we don't know what they're going to do or what their plans are.
Yep.
And I think you met that goal, didn't you, Brandon?
Yep. Love my health.
Yes. And for those who don't know, we've talked about Brandon on the show a lot of times, but he was just recently the newest member of Team Spotcomb.
Yep.
So how do you guys feel about that? Like, Brandon, what does it feel like to be on the team? And Pete, what does it feel like to have him on the team?
Which one of us first?
Whoever wants to go first.
Well, there was a discussion, and Brandon's been very, and I said this on the last show, he's been very active on our forums, and, you know, and he's obviously done a really great job at writing, you know, both larger and smaller scripts. And, you know, it just seemed like the logical thing was to ask him if he was interested in joining the team and, you know, giving him access to some servers and things like that, that, you know, he may or may not have had access to. And, you know, and as well as an opportunity to bounce ideas off and, you know, a like mind, so to speak. And so that's kind of where the discussion went initially, to even offer it up, and Martin recommended it. And so we all instantly agreed. And, you know, he was just getting them up to speed with where our servers are, how everything's structured. I kind of joked around, I'll give away one of our secrets of, you know, we look like we've got everything under control and we're well organized. And we were trying to figure out how to tell them to get to some of the stuff. And we're like, wait a minute, where did we say that was again? And so that was kind of funny. But, you know, yeah, it's fun. And we're glad to have him, you know, a part of it. So we're not sure how busy he'll be when he starts up to his college. But, you know, hopefully he'll have time. Seems like... Leonard Wong seems to manage.
Yeah. Leonard, it's funny because he quit Mafia Wars to go to college.
Right.
He still plays. He still finds server images, updates his scripts.
So what do you think, Brandon? What were your thoughts when the offer came in?
I was very...
confused.
Overwhelmed almost. Spockham is... why I got into scripting. I was just impressed with y'all's work, and that's what I've always wanted to match. I've always went with your same kind of mindset of do one task with the script and don't make a bot, mm-hmm. per se. And so I guess it was kind of just like that goal achieved when y'all asked.
Yeah. Sweet. Cool.
Very glad to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
I think the community's happy with it too. At least the Spotcomb fans seem to be enthusiastic. And it wasn't like they were like, well, who's this guy? Because pretty much everyone in the community that runs scripts has heard of you.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we liked the video you all put together too.
Whatever. We didn't put no video together. The Snoop one was funnier.
Well, I'll try to post that.
It wasn't quite as creepy.
Yeah, if you didn't see it, Mike Nestor and I were going through the Jib Jab site where you can put heads on people's bodies and make videos. So we found a video that seemed appropriate, like Brandon coming over to Spotcom.
Katy Perry's California Girls or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, well, they didn't have one of four guys. So we had to improvise.
Yeah, I gotcha. Anyway, it was Ike in the Bubble was pretty funny, though.
Yeah. What did you? You were the star of the video, Brandon. What did you think?
It was funny, but I'm with Pete. It was rather creepy.
Yep, absolutely. So let's see. There's a couple things that I want to talk about tonight, and the Crafter's Choice, which is the Rim of Rim. We joked about the, was it Rip Rims? Anyway, there's a new Spocklet out there now that's called Crafter's Choice Helper, and it's out there that now basically what it'll do is it'll scan your account, determine what you haven't done yet, for example, running Stream Scanner to go ahead and get the items from the streams and the, you know, the posts, and then also, you know, the other stuff that you can do with just asking and stuff like that during the day, and it'll tell you how far you progress with each of those steps on a day-to-day basis. So that's kind of handy. It's kind of one of those little Spocklets that's kind of, we classify as a small Spocklet, just something more informational, just kind of a reminder telling you
it's very useful.
Yep.
And I love how when you're finished, it says completed. Very good. Like, gives you encouragement.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Well, because you can tell where your progress is in the game, but it's like you have to open up the page, go to the help mark in the instructions, and it's so small. And this is just so much easier and nicer. And it compliments you, so I like that.
Can you guys hear my wife screaming?
Is she watching the
she's
Olympics?
She's watching the Olympics. Maybe she's watching a baseball game.
Oh. Probably the Olympics. Oh, and speaking of the Olympics, I think Zynga got into some trouble with them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They, out of the blue, and it was during the weekend, too, so it's not like it was on schedule or anything. Our Olympic Stadium in London?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's now called the Sports Stadium. And we had some loot items. We had the Olympic Champion, which was a city store item, and it's now the Sports Champion. And the Olympic Archer from a Gift Mastery event like a year ago, that's now the Champion Archer.
Huh.
So I don't think you're allowed to use the Olympic name and brand without getting permission.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and they make enough money. They could have just said, okay, what's it going to cost us?
Yeah.
But they're not into spending money. They're just into taking money.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
So they had to rename some of our stuff in the game.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even know.
Yeah, that. And I don't know. I have no idea why. I mean, we can just speculate. Obviously, it has to do with... I've read a lot. Like, even President Obama or Mitt Romney, I don't remember which one, but they got into some trouble for using the Olympics in one of their campaign ads.
Hmm.
So these Olympic lawyers, they don't mess around. So I'm sure they found Zynga too.
Make their money.
Yep.
The other thing, that new feature got added to the Stream Scanner that lets you go ahead and put your response as a comment or put your response as a like on the individual item. Well, you got to be pretty careful how much you use that. Because the first time I did it, I got a warning from Facebook that said I have a 2-day suspension. And, if they didn't say that if I did anything any longer, I'd lose my account. But then I've heard a tale from the Hopper that's a possibility. Someone Mike actually lost an account in the past because of replying too much to something. So they just consider it spam. So you want to be kind of careful when you turn on the like function in the Stream Scanner. If you're going to go ahead and like the individual comments that you're responding to. You don't want to go overboard with it, I guess, is all I'm saying. I did like another thing today, and I did not get another warning message, but I did get one specifically and sent Jen a screenshot of it that said I got a 2-day suspension, so I don't know what that'll mean.
Very bad.
Very, very bad.
I hear a bad boy.
Just be careful. I mean, it's one of those things that logically it makes all the sense in the world. I kind of joked. I said, well, where's the I can't stand Facebook button? Because that's just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
if I'm responding to these posts And, you know, I see these posts, whether or not I'm seeing it through a script or whatever else, and I'm just saying I like it. Come on. I mean, but, you know, they've got to protect their interests too. And there's plenty of people out there that'll run scripts just to advertise Bob's Tire Store, you know, and that's the Facebook account they'll create and just like everything. So their name shows up somewhere. So I understand. It's just.
And they're funny. Really against automation, anything on there.
Yeah.
That automates their platform.
Yeah, except for those that have to automate their platform to make things work that they break.
Yeah. But I think the rule of thumb should be if you're going to do like a 12-hour scan and open up one of your tabs and you see like 2,000 posts, don't turn it on for that. But like if you're going to help people with their properties, maybe do an hour scan and turn it on and then try to stop it after 10 or so.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need, you just need 6 people to help you with your post. And most people with large mafias find that's not a problem. So if you don't have problems getting help from your mafia, then just, I wouldn't even touch this feature.
Yeah.
But those with small mafias could find it very useful.
Yep. Just use with caution is all we're saying.
Yeah.
So.
Like common sense to jump.
To add to the long 12 hours part, I got into a discussion on my wall with this guy using it. Went back 13 hours worth of posts of all expired and was just spamming like crazy.
Did he get a warning message?
No, but another friend of mine started fussing at him for spamming.
Yeah, and that's another thing. People consider it spamming. I don't get that because if you're going to make a post, who cares who writes on it? But people don't know you can turn those notifications off. And I think they get kind of... They don't like all those notifications.
Yeah, it gets annoying. Yeah.
And then while we're on the subject of spamming, I hear a lot of people are reporting the game applications for spam because what they did is they came out with new spam posts that are generated by the Mafia Wars application, and they're posted on your behalf. So I'm sure you've seen these in the news feeds, like, you know, Joe Blow and 20 other people got a gift today. And then if you look on your wall, you're going to see these things on your wall, like Jennifer did this, Jennifer did that. And people don't like that. I don't want people knowing like every little thing I did in Mafia Wars. You know, my account doesn't have any real life people, like all my family members and all that. They're on a different account because I could not have like, you know, my boyfriend's aunt called him and said, could you tell her to stop doing that? You know, I had to separate the accounts. It got a little out of control and that's the game's fault. But so now, if you are one of the people that keeps separate lists and has your Mafia Wars spam hidden from people that don't play the game, that's not going to work anymore. But you can stop this activity. I posted the instructions for it on the blog, but it seems to keep coming back. But it's like out of control with the spam.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put every little mission you finished, if you accepted a crew request or a mission crew, all the stuff. It's annoying. And I believe they pay Facebook for that. Like, it's kind of considered advertising for the application.
Hmm.
I don't know exactly how that works. But we even see it, like, on our... I'm sure anyone that's admin of a fan page, you make a post, and they give you the option to, like, make, you know, this could be seen by X number of people. Go buy an ad. And they'll spam your post for you if you buy it. But so anyways, in order to combat this, like, people that are really angry with it, they're going to the Mafia Wars application and reporting it to Facebook as spam, but you know Facebook's not going to do anything because I, you know, read somewhere that Facebook relies on Zynga for 12% of their revenue.
Hmm.
So I highly doubt they're going to go, oh, you're spam. We're going to shut you down. And then Zynga's in all kinds of hot water for having really bad, you know, we all predicted this when their IPO first came out. Pete talked about it on the show, about it being a penny stock someday. And now it's like, it's right hovering at $3. You know, there's 6 law firms investigating the company because they claimed it would do so well. And people have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not looking good for them as a company as far as the stock. I'm sure they still make plenty of money, but I don't know how all that stock stuff works. What's your thoughts on that, Pete?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of companies that go in, do an IPO, and then turn around and then just basically close up and say, guess what, now we're private again. You know, so I don't see that as a big deal for them. I mean, they're still going to make money, like you alluded to. I think it was just bad timing for them. I don't think, you know, it was the right time for them to actually offer an IPO. I think there was a lot of negative press out there prior to it, where, and it, a lot of it has to do with the same things we talk about all the time on the show, is, you know, the companies that succeed in the world, you know, for the most part, do take care of customers in some way. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that's on their high on their priority list. No, that's, you know, it's the way that they do business. Get a game out there, convince everybody that's already playing their other games to go over and play it for a while and hope they get addicted, you know, which some people will. You know, you said Bubble Safari, if you hadn't blocked it, you'd be still playing it.
Yeah, that game was fun. Except once you got to that level over the 20s, it was really hard.
Right.
And of course, we'll buy this, buy that. We'll make it easier for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I like about Mafia Wars. Like, you have all these options of things you can buy. And to me, part of the strategy is figuring out how to get the most for what you're paying for.
Yeah. Well, most of those other games people don't think about that really, I don't think. I mean, I don't, there's strategy to a certain extent in some of those other games, but not near what it is in this one, especially statistically.
Yeah.
But you have any thoughts, Brandon? I know you're kind of in the swamps there. And
the other games don't offer the depth Mafia Wars does. There's just so much more. Everybody has their own game inside of a game, and just, I don't know, it would take a lot for me to find a new game.
Yeah, it's either walk away and not play games anymore or find a new game.
Well, and I think you've hit the nail on the head, and it's something I've been a proponent of for a really long time. This is one of the unique games in Zynga's arsenal of games that people find their own way to play it. I mean, there's so many different things, you know, from skill point hoarding to, you know, leveling to, you know, being the person that's done the most ices ever. And I mean, then of course you got all the warring components with families. And I mean, the trading community, if it was resurrected, is another group of people that could be extremely active. And, you know, it's really interesting that this game brings that uniqueness that no other one does.
Yeah. I think if they would embrace that more, instead of going on their own agenda, they would have a lot more success.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, like you've always said, Pete, let the community make the game better. You know, you have people willing to do this for free. Go with it.
Well, I got a real kick out of, did you guys see that article that came out about the, you know, they're building the mobile platform and they have a person that's in charge of that and they're going to be, you know, wanting the community to build on their thing. And if you're interested in building on their new gaming platform, then contact this person. So here they are. They're going to be trying to separate. Oh, it was an article on separating themselves from Facebook to a certain extent. And basically what it was is they were going to try to build their own gaming platform, the Zynga Network or whatever they were going to call it. And they have a guy that's in charge of that. And in essence, what they're doing is what we've been proposing with Mafia Wars is to go ahead and create an API that developers can build on and let the community help build the game, just what we were talking about here. And, you know, here they are doing it on this platform, supposedly, but they won't do it in their own games. And I don't get that. If start with one of your games, get it to work there. It's a small pilot. You know, it's going to, you don't have a lot of risk. You don't have a lot of things. Then once you've now built that, that you said you can extend a game, now take that and go the next step and say, okay, we'll even provide this functionality for other games. And then therefore, after all that, turn around and build it on a platform that is now, you know, separate from Facebook, you know, and then resurrect the trading community, because that got a lot of people interested and it brought a lot of people in. And you know what? If there's a black market as a result of it, work with it. There's a way you can do that, and you can still generate money as an organization without making it that no one can make any money on my game. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Make your own black market. And it's in a game called Mafia Wars.
That's what I said. Yeah,
yeah, instead of the marketplace, call it the black market.
That's right.
And get rid of Trader No-Go and put, you can buy loot in there. Even sell your VIP loot.
Yep. Let you get rid of anything that's old in the game. Have some way to sell it off. Just almost like the city stores. Yeah. And then let people buy anything that they want to buy. That's where the black market fills in. So, you know, if there were consumables and people wanted those consumables, then give them an option to buy it and give them a price that's reasonable for it, you know.
you mean 10 for 10 reward points isn't reasonable?
No, that's why people are out there, you know, doing the black market, so to speak, you know. And that's the reason why you have farmers and whatever and accounts out there.
Mining accounts.
You know? So, but that's what I'm saying. It's virtual goods. It costs you nothing to produce. You could sell them for a nickel a piece. Or you can sell them for a penny a piece. And you're still making money. I've always had, you know, a saying that I'd rather have a lot of a little than a little of a lot. Because the more, anytime you have a lot of people that you're dependent on, when you lose one of those big players or those whales, whatever you call them in Vegas, that hurts. But if you got a lot of little people that are spending a little bit here and there, maybe not as much as the whale, but over time, it's easier to let one of those people go than it is a whale. And not that you'll still have whales too, but I just think that...
Sounds like we're in the casino now.
Yeah, but that's kind of, I mean, the same
premise. Well, casinos make money because of the little people, not the whales.
That's exactly right. So, anyway, I'm sure there's like a mazillion other things going on in the game. Is there anything specific?
There's something funny that ties into health.
No, that video was creepy, not funny.
No, not your video. Get over that. We're done with that.
I know.
No, if anyone's been, I rarely see the hospital because I'm sorry, I use the Assassinator and that's all I use pretty much. So when I'm healing, I'm not really looking at the hospital. But if you go to your hospital and check it out, you know, we have all kinds of options. You can use currency to heal of the city you're in or New York. You can use a power pack. You can buy a double your health boost. And the newest thing is you can click on a sponsored ad activity to get a free health refill. And it's like, do they even play this game? Like, who's going to stop?
In the middle of a battle.
You're trying to ice somebody like, oh, okay, I'm going to get a free refill. So I got to watch a video about some brand and then go back and get my free refill. Well, that person's already going to be iced by somebody else.
Yeah.
It just cracked me up. And, you know, the biggest question is, do the sponsors even know that that's how it works? Like, I wouldn't be spending money to advertise if that's how they were doing my ad.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause who's going to see that? Like, I watched it and did it just for the blog post. But I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it's not even worth your time. You have people with trillions of dollars to heal with in New York. Why are you going to watch a video? Now, if they would do this with a stamina or an energy refill, I guarantee you everybody would watch these things.
Oh, absolutely.
So Zika might make more money if they would put some thought into it. I don't know if they get paid, like if the sponsors pay Zynga, like for however many people do it, or does it come pre, you know, because you get those ones on the homepage too, where you get a reward point,
right?
Or two. It's just like that, but it's for a health refill.
Yep.
So I think Zynga should really look into doing it with energy or stamina refills, because we would all participate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
And we got our new mission, Riches to Rags. Yep. I love that name because it's just perfect timing for it all. And this mission's a little bit more harder than the Oriental Retribution. Everyone liked that mission because it was doable.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has a few like really high energy requirements in it and a few delays from crafting things.
But yes, energy.
Yeah, how are you doing on that mission?
Just finished the 40 jobs.
Uh-huh. The one where you need the phones, the smartphones?
I think it's the second part of it.
Oh, okay.
Go slow for low energy.
Yeah. And, you know, most of their fighters historically don't have a lot of energy, and I think the fighters are the people who spend the money in the game. So I don't know if they tailor that in hopes that their fighters will spend money on refills.
I haven't looked yet. Did we already link your walkthrough?
I didn't look either.
Oh.
I don't know. I posted it in the room.
Okay. Mike probably got around to doing it then.
I've been kind of busy, so yeah. I'm checking on all the things I usually do.
Okay.
The robbing spree is over, and it was funny because the knob wrenches, they're still dropping even though it's over. And they weren't supposed to drop during the last 3 days, but they did for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So some people got a few extra knob wrenches. Good for them.
Yep.
I was able to buy an extra robbing board because of it. But then I hit a double alarm. It was all over.
It's all over but the crying.
And then Brandon and I talked about this a couple of times. You know, we talked about how they made the gifting threshold 109 and below. But after the glitch, when they fixed it, not everything below 109 is giftable. But it's very odd that that number, 109, you know, every threshold we've had so far has been an even number, like 60, then it went to 65, then it went to 85, and like 200 months later, they finally updated it to
200 months.
It seems that way.
Actually, 1600 years later, I remember in the day when I was.
They make it 109.
Yeah.
And it's like, why 109? That makes no sense. And then I was looking at the official blog, and they made a blog post about it. And in their blog post, they announce it's 110. So obviously, there's some discrepancies going on. So either the I have a feeling the people that do write those blog posts don't really play the game. But what Brandon told me makes sense. Do you want to tell the people about it, Brandon? About the coding thing you were explaining to me?
I was just saying maybe did like less than versus less than or equal to 110.
Yeah and I guarantee you that's what happened.
It's a typo.
So can't they go fix it? If not, then they need to change that blog post. I cannot stand inaccurate information that sits on a blog, especially an official blog. Like, I don't even get paid for mine, but I go and make sure if I make a mistake, I go and fix it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it annoys me when other people don't do the same thing.
I don't think they care.
Well, I personally think they need to go fix it in the code, like you said, and change the symbol so it's not less than, it's equal to or less than 110. And then we need to be able to gift 110 loot. I've seen the trading sites seem to be liking this new threshold. I've seen some trades go on.
Cool.
So they need to fix that. And then they need to do something with this boss fight loot because it's ridiculous. Like, I'm happy they threw in the boss fight, but why are you giving us loot for rewards that is so bad? It's giftable. Like, it's not even helping the non-VIP players. And what that's doing is it's increasing the drama threshold because now you have more people competing for less good loot items. And the VIP players, not even all the superior loot helps you. So chances are you can do a battle or a boss fight and get nothing useful. It's like the Fight Club. Like, why are you giving me all these victory coins and I can't even buy anything with them? So a lot of people are disappointed about this. And that's about all the new stuff.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come on this evening, Brandon. Hopefully I gave you enough of a chance to talk about stuff that you wanted to. If you got something else, just let us know. I don't want to rush you off or anything, but we're going to probably wrap it up here and do our shout-outs, and you're welcome to give one if you'd like.
Okie dokie. I can't think of anything else.
You can think of a shout-out, though, can't you?
Oh, I got plenty of shout-outs. I don't talk much, though, so.
You sure do on Skype.
Yeah.
That's type much.
Yeah.
So you got a shout-out?
Yeah, I got like three here. To this box, thank you for accepting me. I'm glad to be a member. Then to my awesome family, the Reservoir Dogs, and specifically the wonderful, wonderful godmother and godfather. Awesome work. Thanks for sticking with us. You're appreciated.
Are you guys, what kind of family are you guys? You guys a fighting family? You doing a lot of battles? I mean.
All around, I think we've classified ourselves as a family clan, I say clan, that likes to fight.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, that's, because there's so many varying different types of families, so.
Yeah, I mean, we do a little bit of everything. Fight, battle, whatever.
Gotcha.
But everybody's friends, and we're very social.
Yeah, I've met people in your family, and they're all really nice.
Yep.
And I like how you guys try to spruce up the battles and make, like, you know, what are those things called they do with March Madness?
The brackets.
The brackets, yeah. Like, he tries to put on battles with brackets and just fun stuff like that.
Tournaments and stuff.
Battle tournaments, yeah.
That's cool.
Gotta do a little something different.
Yep.
Like, you're innovative with that stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
How about you, Jen?
I'm going to give a shout out to all the people that joined our official ask page. It was kind of nice to see people join and they just said nice things to us. Cool. And even the ones that iced us too. I got a little bit annoyed, but that's all in good spirit. Mm-hmm. Just don't spam the wall with 20 million ices, please. But it was just kind of fun to see that. You know, we're not trying to be like all the fighting families. We just wanted a page for people to go to get information if they wanted. And it's kind of nice to see other families come and say hi or much respect and things like that.
Yep.
So shout out to all of them.
Cool.
And what about you, Pete?
Well, mine this evening, I'll give a shout out to Jana just because she's not here this evening. Just let her know that we miss her.
Yeah,
she's
we miss
here.
Her.
She has good information and keeps us on task.
Yes, and I want to apologize to you, too, on the last show because I'm so used to Jana being there and I had accidentally tuned you out. And then you're looking for some feedback.
And I'm like, and,
yeah, Jana's great for
crickets.
That. Cricket. So I am so sorry. I felt really bad about that. Yeah. I still do.
Well, and the other one I want to give tonight is kind of a funny shout out. In the Spock family, there is a gentleman by the name of Leif Strand, and he's from Sweden as well. And he has the most disturbing Mafia Wars videos out on the internet.
I've seen them.
But they crack me up. He is so funny. So my shout out is to Leif. So anyway. All right. Well, we totally appreciate you taking the time out and coming
on and visiting
with us, Brandon. We'll have you back on another time.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I look forward to trying it again one of these days.
Yep. Sounds good.
Anytime.
All right. Well, in that case, I think we'll call it a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brand new